one person once in a while could spell Penroar. It is P-E-N-I something. I can't go from there on. Let me see if it's in the dictionary. I doubt it. I'm just going to never get them back. And catnip tea was for babies, for colic and stomach trouble. And mullein, they'd make, there's a little moss now, boil mullein leaves and thicken it with brown sugar and make a syrup for cough. You could cure any kind of a cough with mullein leaves. And I can't remember any more now, but people had a herb for everything.
They had herbs for everything. So they did, and so they would use that instead of buying medicine.
Mm-hmm. You made it.
You just made it.
You gathered all this stuff in the fall and bundled it up and hung it up someplace where it would be protected from the weather and let it dry. And there was a mountain tea, and they'd take the berries and make a appetizer, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like strawberry preserve or something. Took the mountain tea berries, it was a red berry, and then the leaves of mountain tea were wonderful to chew. They have a birch taste, like a birch flavored chewing gum.
Oh, that's amazing.
And ground ivy, that was a baby tea. And I believe that's all I can think of in the herb business.
Oh, that's great. That's a whole lot.
And I'm glad you asked that. I'd almost forgot all
those. You'd always forgotten all those things.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
Because today you never seen one do it.
You never hear of any of those
But
things.
Now that came along in my lifetime while we, I can remember when my daddy would go gather all this stuff, mother would tie it and hang it up in the smokehouse where the weather didn't beat it. And people would come and say, oh, I want to buy a little bone set. Well, of course, she always gave it to them.
That's great. Bone set, I never heard, or Penroar, any of those things.
I wish I could spell a Penroar for you, but now bone set's just B-O-N-E-S-C-T. But the P-E-N-Y-R-O-I-D, I believe, is Penroar.
Okay.